In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that he is going to send a paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in his name. That word paraclete is oftentimes translated in different ways because the question is, in English, what exactly does it mean? It's translated sometimes as an advocate, sometimes as a spokesman. The word paraclete in Greek means someone who speaks on behalf of someone else. To call for is literally what it means. Not meaning call to you, but rather to call from within, to make the call for you. In other words, in our society, it would be something similar to what an attorney would do. Someone who's going to speak on your behalf. Someone who's going to bring forth your case and present it. That's what the Holy Spirit is there to do. He is the advocate. And so St. Basil, years and years ago, said, we have our accuser, we need also to have our advocate. And when you think of it that way, the word Satan means the accuser. That's what he does. He accuses us. And in fact, it says in the book of Revelation, night and day he accuses them before God. But he was cast out, and he was cast down to the earth. And I believe it says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because the accuser is cast down to us. But in God's mercy, he has sent an advocate. He has sent a paraclete. And in fact, it's interesting because in another passage, Jesus says, I will send you another paraclete. In other words, Jesus himself is a paraclete. And what does he do? We are told in Scripture that he is before the throne of God pleading on our behalf. He is the paraclete right there before the throne of God interceding for us. And now he has sent another paraclete. But the difference with this one, as opposed to as it was 2,000 years ago when our Lord was still with his apostles, this one is within us. Jesus was among them. The Holy Spirit is within. And so we look at the world and we look at what it says in Scripture, and yes, the unholy spirit has been cast down to the world. In fact, many such unholy spirits came down with him, but there is one who is the leader of them all. And so there are also many holy spirits that are on the earth, your guardian angel, all the other good angels, but there is one who is the leader of them all, the one who we call the Holy Spirit. And the difference, the great difference here, of course, is not only that we have an accuser and we have an advocate, but the accuser is a creature. The advocate is God. The paraclete, the one who is pleading on our behalf, the one who is interceding for us, is God himself. So St. Paul, in talking about this, tells us, therefore, that the Holy Spirit will pray within us in words unutterable. Why? Because he's speaking on our behalf. Because St. Paul says, we know not how to pray as we ought. So therefore, the Holy Spirit will pray in us. Because, once again, as St. Paul says, that the Holy Spirit knows what is within us. He knows the intentions of the heart. He is able to separate between the soul and the spirit. He knows the thoughts of the mind. He knows what's in the heart. And that, again, is the beauty of what we have. We have someone who is pleading on our behalf, who knows what's truly within us. That's the scary part as well. If we think about it, what we'd like to be able to do is have somebody stand up before God on the day of judgment and say, oh, no, this person didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, that's not going to happen. I remember talking to a defense attorney one day, and I asked him, how can you do what you do? And he said, oh, no, understand, if I know that somebody has committed a crime, My job is not to convince the judge or the jury that they didn't do it. In other words, if someone's a criminal, the defense attorney isn't there to try and say that they're innocent. Neither is the Holy Spirit going to do that. He's going to plead on our behalf because he knows our weakness. He knows our brokenness. He's not going to look at us as God and say, "Oh, I know you didn't do that," because he knows we did. He's not going to lie for us. But at the same time, he knows the intentions of the heart. And therefore, he can look at us and say, "I know why you did it," which could be a very good thing or a very bad thing, depending on why we did it. But if we did something out of weakness, if we did something out of our brokenness, if we did something because we felt pressured to do it, that's going to reduce the culpability. If we honestly didn't know that something was wrong, then we're not going to be responsible for it. Yeah, we did it, but the Holy Spirit's going to be able to be right there and say, "But this person didn't know, and consequently, they're not going to be held responsible." At the same time, we need to be careful not to try to fool ourselves. It'd be easy, for instance, to try and say, "Well, I'm going to prayer because I love God." Well, that's the right reason for going to prayer. And we know that when we go to prayer, we're filled with all kinds of distractions and things are difficult. And the Holy Spirit knows that. And consequently, he is going to pray on our behalf because he knows what's in our hearts. He knows that we're there to love God. But if that's not why we're really there, in other words, if we're giving God lip service and we're just going through the motions, yeah, he's not going to say, "Well, I'll take care of it because they really want to love God." No, we have to really want to love God. That really needs to be the intention within our own hearts. And so that's the challenge for us, to make sure that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us. Now we see then that there are a couple of other points that we can consider in this way. So the Holy Spirit then is pleading on our behalf. He is the advocate for us. But we also see what St. Paul talks about when he says that the Holy Spirit works in various ways in different people. So we see in the first reading, for instance, that he gives to the apostles the gift of tongues, so that each one of them was speaking in their own language, and yet all these other people were hearing them in their own native language. And so you see now that the Holy Spirit isn't just an advocate for them. He's not just speaking for them. He's now speaking through them. And that's exactly the way he will work also in us. Not necessarily in tongues, it may be, if that's the gift that he's decided to give to you, but in whatever way he has chosen to work in your life, that's the way that he's going to work through you. And then we see that there is another aspect of this, because our Lord told us that he will lead you into all truth, because he's the Spirit of truth. And it's interesting the way that he says it, because he says he will not speak on his own, because he will take from what is mine and he will give it to you. But then what does Jesus say about himself? He said, "I don't speak on my own, I speak only what the Father has told me to speak." And so what our Lord spoke is from the Father. What the Holy Spirit is going to speak is from the Lord, who got everything from the Father. He's God. Obviously, he's not going to say anything other than what God is going to say, because he is God himself. So he's going to speak on our behalf. He's going to speak through us or work through us. And he is going to inform us. He's going to speak to us, if you think of it that way. Which again, going back to that point of being an advocate, an attorney of sorts. The attorney has to be there both ways. In other words, the attorney has to train you, prepare you for whatever you're going to do if you have to go into a trial. He's going to tell you, here's what you need to do, and then he's going to go into trial with you and speak on your behalf. But when you're on the stand, he has to have you prepared. What's the Holy Spirit doing? He's filling us with truth. He's filling us with charity. He's speaking within us, teaching us, and then we have to be able to go out into the world and speak. That speaking, again, doesn't necessarily need to be with words. That speaking, more than anything, must be in our actions, to be able to live the truth and to live the truth in charity, because that's what Christian people are supposed to be doing. And so that's the call then for each of us, but to recognize that God isn't just tossing us out there and saying, good luck, stay warm and well fed. Our Lord told us that he's not going to abandon us, that he's not going to leave us orphans, that he's going to give us the Holy Spirit to be with us. And so he is. So the Lord, the Holy Trinity, is dwelling within each one of us if we're in the state of sanctifying grace. And he is working within us. Now again, each one of us has a free will. So we can say yes to God or we can say no to God. And with the things that the unfortunate unholy spirit is doing in the world right now, there are so many things that are pulling us in so many different directions that we sometimes forget that the Lord is right there. We oftentimes don't hear the voice of the Lord speaking in us. We oftentimes ignore the teaching of the Lord, even though he's right there within us, trying to inform us, trying to teach us, trying to tell us what to do. We oftentimes listen to the other side. That, again, is some of our brokenness and some of our weakness, which, again, thankfully, the Lord knows that and is merciful. But we have to make the choice now to say, I want to do this the Lord's way. I want to be aware of the Lord within me. I want to hear his voice. I want to live according to the truth and according to love, because that's why he's given to me, to form me, to conform me to God, to make me into whom he made me to be. That is, a person made in his own image and likeness. And so that is the gift that God has given. That's what we're celebrating today. Not just an event that happened 2,000 years ago and the apostles suddenly were speaking in all these different tongues. That's pretty impressive. But you look around the church today and you're going to see not just 12 people speaking in tongues. I guess there were 11 of them at that point. You're going to see hundreds of people with different manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Each one of us has been given the Holy Spirit. Each one of us has been given particular gifts. Each one of us is going to be able to work, if we're willing to cooperate, with the Holy Spirit. He can speak through us. He can work in us. And so he's pleading for us. He's teaching us. He's working through us. That's what he's doing. So our task now is to cooperate, to be like the apostles who received. They went to our Blessed Lady. She was the one who received the Holy Spirit first, 33 years earlier, when the Holy Spirit descended upon her. She knew how to do this. She taught the apostles. They opened their hearts. They were prepared. They were able to receive the gift that was given to them. And once it was received, they were able to go out and to use it. So we have one who is pleading on our behalf. We have one who is given to us to be able to teach us. And now it is our task to receive that and to be able to use the gifts the Holy Spirit has given to go out into the world and to proclaim the mighty works of God.